Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. We appreciate you joining us for this show and listening throughout the day to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
How many more cough drops do you need over there, Ed?
I have five all carefully lined up like little toy soldiers.
You do. A little OCD there with the way that they're lined up.
A little bit. That's right.
Is that what it's called, OCD?
It is, but don't judge me, Tim.
No, I'm not. I'm not. It's okay. You do got them lined up, and we're all OCD about something, I would say.
I am not admitting to being
like
OCD at all.
Some people don't like to have their foods mixed.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Well, that's what I'm saying right there. That's what I'm saying. You know, you're not OCD about that.
I keep the peas separate from the mashed potatoes.
Oh, you don't see anything wrong about that. That is another OCD sign. But that's okay. All right. So, Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
So, Walker, what are we going to be doing on our Today's Issues Facebook page? Nice shirt you got there,
by the way. Thank you. That I got my deer hunting shirt on. So my grandfather used to wear these.
It's so good. I couldn't even see you in our staff meeting.
Is that right?
Yeah. Where's Walker? Yeah. Oh, there he is.
People have been saying it's camouflage, but it has deer on it. So
the brown shirt with deer on it with the yellow.
See, deer season starts, well, it's already open, primitive weapon, but rifle season opens on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday. So I'm just kind of getting ready. Yeah, I'm getting my mindset ready here in Mississippi.
Got you.
So on Facebook, we are live streaming. So if you want to watch the show, see what we look like, you might not be as impressed as you thought, but you can go
there. Or you could be more impressed. We don't know.
You could.
You could be more impressed.
But who are we to say?
Who are we to say? But Walker's, so we're live video streaming on Facebook.
Yes, that's correct. So, and on Facebook, also on the Today's Issues page, you can read the stories that we talk about.
Today's Issues Facebook page. So check that out. Fred Jackson. Good morning, Fred Jackson.
I'm here with my normal shirt.
Yes, you are.
It's very normal.
News director. Yeah. News director for American Family Radio and OneNewsNow.com.
Yep.
Now, you do have one of those status symbols, or at least logos,
on
your shirt. What is that?
I have no idea.
It's not a polo.
That was a gift.
That's chaps.
Chaps? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That's a chaps shirt?
That's actually a good-looking shirt. I like the colors on there. A little purple, a little blue, a little black.
Yeah.
Three of my favorite colors.
I'm wearing an Under Armour jacket right now, but...
I gave you that for Christmas last year.
Did you really?
I did.
This is some of the most boring radio I've ever heard.
Well, the reason I say that is I'm looking for a deal like Jordan Spieth has. The golfer who wears Under Armour, he gets paid millions of dollars to wear what I'm wearing right now. I don't get squat. So I'm looking
for... Well, you need to send him a letter and say, listen, you want me to mention you on air?
Yeah. Pay me some money.
I want to see some green.
All right. A lot to talk about today. That's one reason we kill 5 minutes talking about nothing is because we wanted to save some time to talk about something that mattered. And we had a situation with Judge Roy Moore last Thursday. Mm-hmm. The Washington Post wrote a story that was released in the afternoon. And Fred, what was that story about?
Well, basically, the thrust of the story is going back when Judge Roy Moore was in his early 30s, according to the Washington Post, then...
He's 70 now, by the way.
He's 70. So we're going back to 1979.
39 years, yeah.
Something like that. That he dated teenage girls. The Post talked to several of those teenage girls. Some of them were 16, 17, 18, but the one... that has received the most attention is the allegation that he dated a 14-year-old girl and did inappropriate things with her.
That's what she said.
That's what she says. And the Post interviewed those, they're now older women, obviously, mm-hmm. interviewed all those older women and plus others who say that they can... support the allegation. The story is that these stories have been around about Judge Moore for years and years, but these women were afraid to come forward. But now
they get the but they've gotten the courage after 38, 40 years to, they built it up.
Yeah. The Washington Post, according to some of the reporters who worked on that story, and it sounds like they sent a team into Alabama for several weeks, mm-hmm. interviewed a bunch of people, yeah. and these women apparently were reluctant to come forward first.
Let me stop you right there. Excuse me interrupting sure. the newsman, because we got limited time here.
Yeah.
Here's a deal on that, to borrow from J.J. Jasper. You got Judge Roy Moore. If you if you go with the facts, in quotations, of the story, and mm-hmm. you believe he's 31 years old, he's just got back from Vietnam. He's a lawyer, or I don't know, just got back, but he was a Vietnam vet. He gets back. He's a lawyer. Mm-hmm. He's a single man, mm-hmm. And he's an assistant district attorney, I think, or something in his home county there in Alabama. Okay, so there are four women in question. Okay, three of them were anywhere from 16 to 18 years old, who they said one of them said he kissed them twice. He went out on a date with them a couple times or whatever. Asked, got permission. There's nothing under the table about that. Now, whether you agree that a 31-year-old man should be asking a 17, 18-year-old girl out on a date, that's a matter of opinion.
There's nothing illegal.
There's nothing
about
illegal
it.
About that. It was they go to the movie, whatever. So if you right. don't agree with that, I understand that. I understand that. But there was nothing illegal or immoral so when they say sexual allegations alleged, I'm going, yeah, she said he kissed her twice and took her to the movie and nothing bad happened.
Right.
You know, that's not a fair headline to say sexual whatever, accuser.
And now, they also said that when one of them said, I want to go home, he took her home.
Took her home. Yeah. He's not accused of raping anybody or anything, right. except for the one girl. The one, well, she's not a girl now. She's obviously a grandma age woman. So she's the one who says, made the accusation when she was 14. He called her house and took her out a couple of times, I guess unbeknownst to her mom or something like that, and acted inappropriately with her sexually. That's the charge. So he's supposed to, Judge Moore now denies that. Right? Now tell us about it.
Yeah.
He appeared, Judge Moore denies that. He appeared on...
He was on with Sean Hannity's, I think, his radio program on Friday. And so we want to play a little excerpt with Sean Hannity questioning Judge Roy Moore about these allegations.
These allegations are completely false and misleading. But more than that, it hurts me personally because, you know, I'm a father. I have one daughter. I have five granddaughters. And I have a special concern for protection of young ladies. This is really hard to get on radio and explain this, and these allegations are just completely false.
What do you make specifically? Let's start with what they talked about, that you had struck up a conversation with this young woman who was 14, Lee Kaufman, and her mother says that you offered to watch the girl while the mother went inside for a custody hearing, which they confirmed it actually happened at that time. What is your? Do you know Ms. Kaufman? Do you know the mother?
I don't know Ms. Corpman from anybody. I've never talked to her, never had any contact with her. Allegations of sexual misconduct with her are completely false. I believe they're politically motivated. I believe they're brought only to stop a very successful campaign, and that's what they're doing.
Okay, that's Judge Moore on Sean Hannity's show. Was that Friday?
That was his radio program on Friday, correct.
Okay, and this all hit on Thursday.
Thursday, right.
Yeah. You know what, Judge Moore is also trying to respond to something. First of all, Judge Moore categorically, is that the right word, denies
yes.
this.
Right.
Denies it.
Says he doesn't know her, and it never happened.
And that never happened. So, you're left with, who do you believe? Am I right, Ed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is what they call a he said, she said.
Okay.
From
1979.
Yeah. So what the Washington Post did is they interviewed her, Lee Kaufman, they interviewed right. her six times. Now, my understanding and the purpose of doing that is to make sure she says the same thing each time. Now, here's one of the things that is now been contradicted, is that Lee Kaufman said that Roy Moore contacted her on the phone that's in her bedroom. And now I'm looking at a Breitbart story. They interviewed Korfman's mom, and they asked her back then, did she have her own phone in her room or something? And the mom said no, but the phone in the house could get through to her easily. So that, I mean, I'm not saying, listen, this is a story that's going to have to play out, but the rush to judgment on Roy Moore on the part of Republicans and others, they should have waited. This is what I've said. Wait for this to play out, because now Lee Korfman's story is going to be analyzed and people are going to begin to come forward. I know the Breitbart News has a team in Alabama. Now they're starting to interview people. So this is the kind of thing where you say you need to wait. I mean, Roy Moore would have to be lying through his teeth.
I believe Roy Moore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on the record. I believe Roy Moore. I don't think he's a liar. And we're standing with him.
Yeah. Right.
So that's just that's our position here. This is a I think this is just dirty politics. And how come 38 years later something like this comes out now, right a month before his election? And the way that the Republican establishment was so quick to jump on this and to say if it's true, he needs to step down. John McCain said he needs to step down just for the allegation alone.
So did Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
So did Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney
said
the
last two Republican presidential candidates.
Mitt Romney said, "I believe the woman."
Yes.
I believe the woman, and he needs to go.
Right.
And talking about Judge Roy Moore, let me tell you something. How would you like this standard used against you, folks? I don't care if you're a Roy Moore fan or not. How would you like this standard used against? He's supposed to go back. You know, if you're Roy Moore and you're blindsided with this on Thursday, I'm thinking if I'm in his shoes, 70 years old. This is supposed to happen in
38 years ago, 1979.
And he's thinking to himself, I'm assuming Roy Moore is thinking to himself, first of all, I never raped anyone, never acted inappropriately with a minor. That's what he's categorically rejected. I did date a couple, three girls who were 18, 17, whatever the case may be. But I maybe took them to a movie, kissed one a couple of times, never acted inappropriately. Not even charged with that by these women. So you're thinking to yourself, now, if they asked me what kind of car I drove in 1979, in March of 1970, I'm giving you a scenario. The media is going to say, what kind of car did you have in March of 1979? And he's thinking to himself, man, if I answer wrong, I'm trying to think back about all those things, but if I answer one detail wrong, that's going to prove me to be a liar.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling the truth about anything. You see how this works?
Mm. Right.
And if you're Roy Moore, I thought it was good for him to go on Sean Hannity. Of course, Sean Hannity is a friendly interview. But I'm just saying, if he makes a mistake on any detail of 38 years ago on something that didn't even happen, what movie did I go to? You see what I said? Well, we went to see. What did I go to see with her? I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, you name something, and they say, well, I'm sorry.
That wasn't
showing it that theater.
You see how this works?
Yeah.
So the Republican establishment and even Mike Lee, the conservative senator from Utah. Dropped him, dropped his endorsement within 24 hours of this. I just thought it was shameful the way. Now, if somebody's guilty of something like he's being accused of, you should drop out.
Right.
But these people are going after him. They hate him because of his politics.
Yeah.
And they're just using this as a convenient excuse to ask him to withdraw from the race. Walker?
Yeah, this is one of the worst, and I've only been alive 24 years, but I've seen some heated primaries. You have Eric Cantor. I've seen Chris McDaniel versus Wicker in Mississippi and President Trump's race.
Versus Cochran.
Yeah,
versus Cochran. Sorry about that. And but anyways, since I've been viewing politics the last 5 or 6 years, this is the worst political assassination I've ever seen. But coordinated. You have partisan attacks all the time, but coordinated, meaning both parties join together to attack someone, the worst I've seen. But this is, I think that this is going to prove that the Washington Post and the media and the Republican establishment have no influence, because I think Roy Moore is going to win probably by 5 or 10 points, maybe more, and it's just going to prove, just like with President Trump's campaign, stuff like this was coming out every week with President Trump. The New York Times had like 12 women who accused him of sexual impropriety, but it had no influence. And especially with Roy Moore, it's false. Some of the things with Trump were true, but this is false, and I believe that we're going to see this every time you have a hardline conservative run for office, they're going to pull this. But it's not working because they cry wolf all the time.
Yeah, but the standard that McCain and Romney and I don't know about McConnell. I think he went silent after the first day after saying if it's true. The standard they're using, if they wouldn't use on anybody else. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
This allegation, and then they're saying he needs to withdraw from the race.
Well, this is the way I've looked at this. That's like you said. If this is true, it would be a criminal act that he committed with a 14-year-old. He should step down. So now that the weekend has played out, here's what I said when I first heard it. This is on Friday after the day. I said, I understand if you're in the public eye and you're running for a political office and you're blindsided like this, I can understand someone immediately, your first impulse, protect myself, protect my family. I can understand where people would lie. No, I don't know Lee Korfman. I never did anything like that. But if you've got a conscience, which I believe Roy Moore does, and you are a Christian man, which I believe he is, you're not going to go another 3 days, 4 days, and lie, continue to lie, and double down on it, and say, I don't know this woman, this is a complete lie, and we got another thing that we're going to play here in a second. So the longer this goes on, and the more Roy Moore says this is a complete lie, the more I tend to believe him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a real Christian man would continue to lie like that. I just don't. I'm not someone like that.
A couple of points here, too. The Washington Post, which did the investigation, quotations, and broke this story, has endorsed Roy Moore's rival.
And they did that before this story.
Before this story, Doug Jones.
Yeah.
They have come out and endorsed his Democrat rival. Number two, through the weekend, I listened to people from Alabama being interviewed. They support Roy Moore. They just do not believe the allegations against him. He spoke a couple of times, Judge Moore, on the weekend. Last night, I believe he was in Huntsville, Alabama, and he called it fake news, a desperate attempt to stop my political campaign. He said the allegations that he was involved with a minor child are untrue and said the newspaper, quote, will be sued. And the crowd applauded that. So that's where we are this morning. To your point, Ed, all weekend long, the story is the same. The response is the same from Judge Moore. I did not do this. It is a lie. It is fake news.
So if you're going to say Judge Moore needs to step aside based on this standard, I think that's shameful. I really do. I'm shocked at Mike Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, I think the prudent thing would have done for everybody would to say, you know, because you don't know whether you're hit with this thing as a senator.
Right.
Okay. And you're asked about something you don't even know about. You don't know all the details. You haven't even read the Washington Post story, perhaps. You just say, listen, I'm not going to comment on this.
Right.
All right. I may have a comment Monday or Tuesday of next week after all this thing plays out, but I'm not going to comment on something I don't even know about. I wasn't there in Gadsden, Alabama 38 years ago observing something that might or might not happen. How do you expect me to answer something like that? I give the judge the benefit of the doubt until I know otherwise.
The reason I said what I did earlier about people not listening to establishment Republicans and the media is because a local ABC affiliate in Alabama, they did a man on the street segment where they walked around in a small town in Alabama and essentially interviewed, I don't know how many people, maybe 10 or 15 people, but their point was, do you believe this story, this Washington Post story? They couldn't find one person in this small town in Alabama that actually believed the Washington Post story. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I think when it comes to the actual voters, they're probably not listening to this.
The other thing, too, is Judge Roy Moore has been a high-profile national figure for years. I mean, the whole Ten Commandments monument story, it's been around. Where were these women?
I know.
Where were they?
He's run for statewide office. He's been in the national limelight for 3 decades.
Yeah.
For 3 decades. Yeah. And it just now, a month before, you come out. And again, keep in mind, to me, in my mind, the only thing that matters is, did he do this with a 14-year-old? I think the other things are a matter of personal opinion, whether you, as I said earlier, whether you agree a teenage girl should go out with a older man, 31 years old in this case. That's, you know, but the accusation is about the 14. The girl says she was 14. So anyway, Judge Moore, did you have the clip of him saying he's going to sue the Washington Post?
Yeah, it's way down at the end of the other clip, but I just quoted it here. He was in Huntsville last night. Well, he's going to sue.
All right, that tells me he wants to go forward with witnesses and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. But my understanding is they are gathering information for an answer.
If you're guilty, you say, I'm just glad this episode's over, let's move forward.
Yeah.
You might say something like that. I don't know if that makes you guilty or not, but that sounds to somebody say, okay, I'll meet you at the courthouse. And we'll, you know, that sounds like to me somebody's confident in their own position. You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the program. Walker, what did you put on our Today's Issues Facebook page about this?
I posted two One News Now stories about the subject we're talking about, and then I posted the Breitbart story, which quoted the local ABC affiliate who couldn't find one voter in a local town to believe
any
story.
Any congressmen or senators that you're aware of who've said given Judge Moore
benefit of the doubt?
Yeah.
Well, there's one that I know just because I read the story this morning. Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi essentially said, we need more evidence here before we start assuming people guilty. And then
Ted Cruz.
Senator Cruz and Senator Rand Paul both have remained, from what I've seen, silent, which I think has given him the benefit of the doubt. No comment.
No, Ted Cruz didn't remain silent. He said he tweeted out that these are serious allegations. But that Judge Moore deserves a right to defend himself.
Okay.
Yeah, he did say that. Ted Cruz did.
There are a handful who have either not commented or they've given him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. And I think it'd be wise to remind our audience, allegations of sexual impropriety have been out there before and proven wrong. One of the most famous cases in recent years, the Duke University soccer team.
Lacrosse
team. Yeah. Now, you remember that, folks? Several team members all accused of, I believe it was rape.
It went that far. It was a racial thing.
And the university came down on these
Brawley players.
They were guilty before they even had a chance to be heard.
Mm. Right.
And what happened? When the facts came out,
it
was all proven false. In fact, those lacrosse players sued the university and won in court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first time this scenario has gone forward like this. The media jumps on top of it. And let's remember this. I have never seen a political climate like I'm seeing right now in this country. You've got the media. You've got the opposing party, the Democrats, attack, working together. I think at the very least, one has to be extremely suspect when you hear these reports.
Mm-hmm. I think the Republican establishment in Washington would rather a Democrat win in Alabama than Roy Moore, wouldn't you?
Yes. Here's what will happen if Roy Moore loses, which I don't believe he will, but if he loses, here's what will happen. Senator McConnell and a few others who they've admitted they do not like Judge Moore and the views he stands for. What they'll say is that, look, they'll say, I told you so. Right-wing conservatives cannot win. We need moderate candidates like Senator Luther Strange. That will be the talking points. I don't think that's true. I think conservatives can win. He's winning right now in the polls. But that will be their go-to.
But I really believe that. I believe that there are some Republican establishment types who would rather see a Democrat win than Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd say rather see a Democrat win than many of them wanted Hillary to win over Trump,
right?
Too, because they, you know what I'm saying.
That's why George Bush voted for Hillary.
When we come back from the break, can we have something good? We have some good news or something.
You want some banana pudding? What are you
talking
about?
Anything.
Okay. Oh, yes, we can. We're going to interview the Sowell.
Thank you for picking right up on that.
We've got. Hey, if you enjoy bluegrass music, we're going to talk to the Sowell family when we get back from this break. You're not going to want to miss this. Hello, everyone. This is Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. This is your early announcement about the 2018 tours to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, as well as Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon. We call these Spiritual Heritage Tours. There'll be one in June,
and one in September. For all the information about these tours, go to our website, www.spiritualheritagetours.com. Very simply, spiritualheritagetours.com.
I feel so hopeless. Hopeless.
Is there any hope? I just feel like there's no hope at all.
Is there any hope?
Get hope.
Ever felt like all your efforts, time, investment, and hard work are bringing little or no return?
That's TWR President Lauren Libby.
Well, I certainly have. Jesus once asked his followers to feed 5,000 people, and they replied, "How do you want us to do this?" So Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 little fish from a boy in the crowd and fed everybody there with 12 baskets full of leftovers. His followers had worked hard to accomplish an impossible task, but Jesus brought the leverage factor into that meal. He made the resources go far beyond what his followers could have ever dreamed. Seeing the Lord leverage my life is a real source of hope.
Need more hope? We have resources waiting for you, including a free devotional. You'll find them at gethoperadio.com. That's gethoperadio.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
From director Kevin Sorbo and executive producer Sean Hannity comes Let There Be Light. Saul Harkins is a man who has turned away from God, but a near-fatal car crash gives him one last chance to renew his life, his family, and his faith. Let There Be Light, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Hi, this is Todd Starnes from Fox News, and one of the things I love about Liberty University is the broad vision they have for their students. Instead of simply preparing them for a career, Liberty helps students grow into mature men and women of character, striving to impact their career fields for Christ. Liberty University is the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 550 programs of study. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. Again, that's liberty.edu. GQ Magazine has named Colin Kaepernick as its Citizen of the Year. Mr. Kaepernick, the former San Francisco 49ers quarterback, responsible for starting a national movement to protest the Star-Spangled Banner. The magazine for emasculated men hailed Mr. Kaepernick as a powerful symbol of activism and resistance. But it's telling when you consider who did not make the list. Marine veteran Taylor Weston, who commandeered a pickup truck and rushed victims of the Las Vegas massacre to the hospital. The all-volunteer Cajun Navy pulled hundreds of citizens from the floodwaters after Hurricane Harvey. They did not make the list. Stephen Williford, who ran out of his house barefoot, armed with a gun to stop the bloodshed inside a Texas church house. He did not make the list either. GQ seems to believe it's manly to take a knee. But I say the true measure of a man is taking a stand. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Welcome back to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Ed's knocked off one of his 5 cough drops.
2, actually.
Oh, 2 down in 30 minutes?
I usually one for every 30 minutes, and then I have 3 backups just in case.
Can you OD on those things?
Well, I guess we'll see.
On live on the radio? You're gonna find out if you can OD on cough drops?
Let me tell you, these things are so powerful, yeah. I once went 6 months without brushing my teeth. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope you're
floss.
Kidding.
I floss every day.
Okay. You floss?
Brush my teeth. Yes,
okay,
sir.
You're getting too much detail there, brother.
The thing is, when you eat. No, I'm just.
Yeah. No, I said that's too much detail, yeah. So no need to carry it further. Anyway, cough drops are 2 down, 4 to go before
that's
the show's over. But you haven't coughed, so they're working.
They keep the throat lubricated.
Okay.
That's what my singing career depends on it.
I'm not going to. We'll explore that at a later time off the air.
Yes.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We discussed the Judge Roy Moore situation in Alabama before the break. And everything that we know, I think this is a smear campaign against the judge. And I think this is dirty politics. And we support Judge Moore. So that's where we stand. on this particular issue. Everything taken into consideration since the news was broken, the story on the Washington Post on Thursday, okay? You're listening to Today's Issues on AFR. Well, we have a special guest in studio, and guest with a plural, I mean. We have the Sowell family pickers in studio with us, and the matriarch of the family.
Oh, that's,
does that make you feel old?
That's
Cindy?
Complimentary.
It makes me feel special.
Cindy Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
She and her husband, Gwen, they have their family travels, well, the U.S. and the world.
Yes.
With a bluegrass band, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Now, tell us how you got to listening to American Family Radio. Because you guys live in Bryan, Texas.
We do. Okay. We live
We have a station there, or did y'all hear us traveling or whatever?
We just moved there.
Okay.
We sold our house in Hempstead, Texas. We actually sold our house because of the hurricane. We didn't flood, so our house sold, and we now live in a four-bedroom, four-bath, tiny apartment in Bryan College Station.
A tiny apartment?
Well, there's eight of us.
Bath? Oh, okay. It's all relative, isn't it?
Yes.
It's all relative. So there's you, your husband, and your six children. Now,
yes.
You guys play bluegrass, and your son is here with you. He's the lead banjo player, right?
He is
yes, sir.
The banjo player.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Jacob.
Jacob.
Yes, sir.
Jacob, how old are you?
20.
20 years old, and how long? Tell us how long you've been playing the banjo.
I've been playing the banjo for 7 years now. When I turned 13 in 2010.
Okay, who taught you how to play?
A guy out of Alvin, Texas, down south of Houston. His name is Kerry Jones. He was the first one to teach me.
And then you won an award.
Yes, sir. I won the Texas State Banjo Championship in 2014.
How many competitors were it?
Three.
You won.
Seriously.
But there were only three opponents?
Yeah. No, there was three, including me. There are two other guys. I'm dead serious.
Okay. I'm not. Okay. Well, but you won.
Hey, yes, sir.
You know, you don't determine how many people enter, right?
No, sir.
Right? You just go.
Well, they didn't enter because they knew who would win.
Oh, so.
I don't know about that.
Okay. But Cindy, tell us how you got to listen to AFR there, though.
Well, we actually first discovered American Family Radio in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
In 1995. We lived there, and at that time, American Family Radio, it was both talk and music combined.
Right, right, right.
And as a mom raising kids, I was just telling Mr. Randall that y'all have been an intricate part of my spiritual journey, because at one time I had four kids under three. I had a three-year-old, a two-year-old, and twin daughters. Mm. I know.
You're a Protestant saint.
And a Catholic saint, too.
But I think she's Protestant.
Oh, I know, but they are all for babies.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So before we go any further, I do want to play, we're going to play a couple different songs.
Yes.
From your family. Where do they go on the internet? If folks want to go on the internet and read about your family and hear some of the music, where do they need to go?
TheSowellFamilyPickers.com.
S-O-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
TheSowellFamilyPickers.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Jacob. What are we about to hear?
We're about to hear Shadowlands.
What is that? Describe
My
it.
My brother wrote this song. This song is a instrumental. We were sitting playing music. Josh and I were just jamming together, and he started playing this melody, and I thought, hey, that sounds pretty cool. Why don't I write that down so the rest of us can learn it? And then we played it for the rest of the family, and my sister Abigail said, hey, that sounds like something that would be in a Narnia movie. And we were trying to come up with a name, and she said, why don't we call it Shadowlands? Because if you've ever read the books, in the last battle, Aslan, the lion, he calls our time here on Earth the Shadowlands. Hmm. And when we die, we leave the Shadowlands and go to heaven with him. So we thought that's an awesome title because it kind of has that shadowy type sound to it. So,
okay, that's what we're going to hear right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Shadowlands.
who wrote that? I don't see how you write music. That's just half the song, not even half the song, but for time purposes, we can't play it the whole thing.
Thank you.
My apologies to your brother. What's your brother's name?
Joshua.
Joshua, you wrote that song, right? And you finally get a chance to play it on American Family Radio, and Tim won't even let the whole song play.
Man.
Sorry about that, Joshua.
Well, I will say this. They played it this morning during devotions, and the first thing I asked when I went up, well, it wasn't quite the first thing, but I asked, I said, did you put that on a CD? And I bought a CD. I liked it that much.
Yes.
So,
well, I have to give a shout out to our record label, Poor Mountain Records.
What's the name of it?
Poor Mountain Records.
Poor Mountain. P-O-O-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay. P-O-O-R, like you're poor.
Poor.
Not like poor.
P-O-U-R. Well,
I understand.
Yeah, just Poor Mountain Records. Okay.
Poor. Purr.
Purr.
Yes. And Jonathan Buckner.
Okay.
He's our producer? Awesome producer. Yes, sir.
Now the whole family plays multiple instruments. You have four sons and two daughters.
Yes, sir.
And ranging from 20, which Jacob is 20, and your youngest brother.
My youngest brother is 11.
The caboose is 11.
Yes,
Justice.
Sir.
Is that
Justice.
Yes, sir.
And you got twin daughters in between.
Naomi and Abigail, and then Jacob, Joshua, Naomi, Abigail, John Mark, and Justice.
Tim, when you say they play multiple instruments, I saw something I have never seen. Now I'm 59 years old. Yeah. I've seen a lot of, television shows, variety shows. I saw something this morning I've never seen, and that was three of them playing two instruments at the same time. They call it, what did you call it?
Musical Twister.
Musical Twister.
Musical Twister. That one arm over a shoulder. And
you would have to see that to believe it.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
Three.
It is?
Three instruments. Yes. Three people
you can
playing
watch
three
this
instruments
on YouTube?
At the same time.
Yes.
What do you need to do?
Well, that needs to go up on our Facebook page.
Go to our website, and all of the social media icons are there, and our YouTube channel. You just click on and take you to the link, and type in Musical Twister.
Musical Twister. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that either. Who thought of this? Who thought that up?
We had a friend of ours by the name of Tommy Vickers. He sent us a YouTube of another family, the Bontrager family.
Right.
Different song and different instruments.
Different instrument setup, but
and,
same deal.
Showed it to them, and they're like, oh, no, Mom, we can't do that. So I went, okay.
Well, however they did it, you guys did it better.
Well,
that was amazing. I mean, and the music sounded good. I mean, it didn't sound like grinding gears or anything.
Talking to Cindy Sowell and her 20-year-old son, the oldest of the clan, Jacob Sowell, and they travel the country. How many concerts do y'all do a year?
We travel about 80% of the time. We're away from home.
In a big van or something, or what?
We do. We travel in a Sprinter. A Sprinter. Diesel.
Yeah, Sprinter. Diesel. Big. How many people?
Well, 12. It seats 12.
You got any privacy at all?
Well.
Sort of, maybe?
Kind of, sort. There's a seat between everybody. So.
There is?
There's some space, anyway.
So when you're on the road, is there ever a time when you guys are living in a van down by the river? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Living in a van down by the river. Okay, it's an old Saturday Night Live thing. All right, sorry.
All right, what else are we going to hear here, Cindy? We're going to hear something else here.
Yes, we, Poor Mountain Records, we released this Christmas bluegrass CD. Everybody loves Christmas music, and we thought, put bluegrass and Christmas together, and this is the first track of our Christmas CD called It's Not Christmas.
us is not. It's not the snow or the mistletoe. It's not the shopping presents, boxes, or the bows. Not the gifts, the trees, the lights. But it's the gift, the tree, the light. And when you think nativity, it's not the manger, it's the King. So when you think of Christmas, you'd best think twice. It's not Christmas without Christ.
Hi, that's that your daughter? Why are you here to?
That's Abigail singing lead there.
Abigail, and that's a, I get it now. It's not Christmas without Christ.
Exactly.
You said it's not Christmas. That's the name of the song.
Right. Now, I wanted to hook you in there.
Yeah.
I want to ask, one of the things you sang this morning, actually John Marks sang it, Thank God for the Dollar Store. It was kind of a takeoff on John Denver.
Yes.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Yes.
Thank God for that. Was hilarious. You guys have that on as a parody, so it'd be legal.
Yeah.
Do you guys have that on any albums?
We do. We have it on our Trust in the Lord album.
So people can go to your website.
They can download, buy our music.
Okay, and then if they want to ask you about a concert in the future, you go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. My husband, Gwen, handles all of the scheduling and the booking. He's the brains behind the band.
All right, so where do they go for that, all that information?
The website.
Which is what?
He's giving you an opportunity to repeat the website.
And interpret for me.
Thank you. I'm following you. I'm new to this radio stuff.
Yeah, I understand. No, go ahead.
TheSowellFamilyPickers.com. TheSowellFamilyPickers.com.
She just beat Dad at his own game. Repeating things multiple times.
I think you just, people on the internet. On our Facebook page, they get tired of me doing that.
Oh, thanks.
People on the internet on the Facebook page say they get tired of me repeating myself. People on the internet on the Facebook page say they get tired of me repeating myself.
So heretofore, would you like to finish?
There we go.
Heretofore. Well, I tell you, you guys have a wonderful family and a ministry.
Great missions outreach. How many ukuleles have you given out? In Eastern Europe?
In the past 5 years, we've traveled to Serbia and Romania, and we've given out over 1,000 ukuleles to the children over there.
Now, people may say, what does that mean, ukuleles? Right. Why? But they want these instruments, right? Why do you do this?
It's a small instrument with nylon strings, which is easy on the fingers for children that have never played an instrument before. Music is just a way to connect. And it's affordable as well. For us, it is. We depend upon the kindness of our friends and fans and family to donate, because we are independent. We are not with an organization.
Right.
This is strictly our family. The Lord's
given
us.
You're not with the National Ukulele Institute or anything. No.
There's a National Ukulele Institute?
I'm making that up.
Okay.
Who knows? I mean, they're probably
started.
Yeah.
But we spend about 5-6 days with the children in a camp type setting, and we teach them to play. We hope to teach them about 6 songs to play on the ukulele. We have beginner songs, intermediate songs, advanced songs, and then we give them the ukulele in hopes of sharing the gospel because of the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ.
Jacob, how many instruments do you play?
Hang on, come on.
You have to stop and think about it.
Because I could answer that question really easily.
Right, exactly.
Zero.
I think 6 or 7.
Do you play the harmonica?
No, sir.
You play the guitar?
The guitar, the ukulele. The mandolin.
The mandolin.
The bass.
The banjo.
The banjo. Actually, 2 different types of
banjos.
And
the piano.
And the piano. So 7.
Hmm. Yeah, wow. Well...
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it'll judge you. Uh-huh. He just says not too bad.
It's okay.
All right.
7 instruments.
Yeah. I tried.
How many pizzas can you eat at one time?
Yeah. That's what really matters.
Yeah. So there.
Thanks, Cindy and Jacob, for stopping by. God bless your family.
Thank you
ministry.
So much.
Make sure the whole family signs my hat.
Yes, sir, we
yes,
will.
Yes, sir. All right.
Yeah, they're
definitely
they're,
will.
Where's next stop for y'all? Off to where now?
We're actually traveling home to Texas. We have a full weekend of concerts in Texas.
Now, does Gwen do all? Gwen, your husband, do all the driving, or do you swap up now?
No, he is a wheel hogger.
He's a wheel.
No, I'm serious.
Right,
he has to be. Well, he has to be sick or tired to let it go. Seriously.
Okay.
Well, he's obviously not allowed to talk, so he doesn't
right,
drive.
Right.
I don't think I've heard of him. We've yeah. seen him. We've yeah, seen Gwen yeah, yeah. two or three times here at the station. I don't know.
But don't
sure
try to take
his anything.
Wheel from him. Right?
He's a strong, silent type.
Okay.
You try to take that wheel, he's back off. You hear the Papa Bear then, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you for coming by.
Oh, you're thank welcome. Y'all very yeah, much.
Appreciate
Please
it.
Pray for us. And if I just encourage the listeners to go and look Amen. At our website. And
what is the website again?
The SowellFamilyPickers.com.
Is that just an opportunity for her or mocking of me?
No. You have to repeat yeah. websites.
Yeah.
I mock you on other things.
Thank you, Cindy and Jacob.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Talking to Cindy Sowell, S-O-W-E-L-L. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Well, President Trump's getting close to 50% approval. Did you see that?
Yes, 46%.
46%. That's if you believe the polls. But Walker, you think he'll get to 50? Think there's a chance?
That'll be tough.
Is this because the economy is doing so well? Is this the reason for this?
Yeah, I think it is. And he tends to creep up in the 40 percentile range when it comes to approval when he travels overseas. Because, you know, when you're here at home, politics can easily divide. But for the most part, when the president travels around the world, Americans at least feel confident and proud of the way he's representing our country.
Yeah, why do you think he's at 46 now? I mean, we're saying 46 like it's something good, and it is, because he had been around 39, 38, 40% approval rating, and now, so it's a substantial 5-6 point jump for him over the last month.
Well, I attribute it to three things. First of all, I think the economy's doing well. People know that. Second of all, he's been on a trip in Southeast Asia.
Yes.
That looks presidential, meeting with different national leaders. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard any here in the last week or so, not very much in terms of his controversies on tweeting. Mm-hmm. He hadn't had a lot of controversial interactions.
Right.
I think that helps President Trump. It hurts him, I think, when he gets into these dust-ups
right.
with a singer or someone who's on a minor player on the stage. He's mm-hmm. the president of the United States. When he's seen doing presidential things,
yeah.
it helps him. That mm-hmm. always does
yeah.
with any president.
And we might be seeing tax cuts in the next few months, which most Americans like. So that's a good thing also.
All right. Well, 46% for the president, and maybe he will. You're right. I haven't heard any tweets that he sent out to – And I'm not against President Trump tweeting. I don't think it's good to tweet every day about, as you say, some things that are trivial that don't
right.
matter. I think.
Well,
that,
when you tweet about something that Snoop Dogg does,
that's unpresidential.
It's unpresidential, and yeah. I think it drags down people's opinion of him.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, whether he can get to 50% or not, we'll see. I think it's possible since he's at 46%, and the economy doing so well, is helping him. A lot, and you're right, Walker. The tax cuts that they're talking about, when might that be voted on?
Well, the House, there has been talks about the House voting on a version before Thanksgiving, but it's likely before we actually see it in the Senate and making its way towards the president's desk, it's going to be around the new year, if not later.
You think that the liberals and the liberals in Congress and then the liberal media, you think they used to call President Reagan the Teflon president.
Right.
Because they could never get anything to stick to him. With President Trump, I'm not saying they haven't had things stick to him, and I'm not saying that President Trump hasn't brought some things on himself that he shouldn't have done. But to be where he is today, still standing, so to speak, of course, we're only talking about, 8-10 months of being in office, but I would have thought the liberals would have thought they would have taken him out by now, so to speak, politically, mm-hmm. and made him irrelevant.
And especially since they started resisting him the day after the election last November. So, you know, he was in the crosshairs even before he was inaugurated.
Right.
So, you know, he's been attacked for, a year. It's been a year because the one-year anniversary was when those four people, you know, started howling in the moon. You remember that was supposed to be a big across-the-nation thing, and Antifa was supposed to have all these. So that kind of fizzled for them, but.
Walker, you surprised he's still standing right now?
Kind of, not really. I think what we've seen is the left has cried wolf multiple times. I mean, it seems like every week they're calling for him to be impeached. So that eventually wears off to where it has. I mean, he could do something questionable in the future, legitimately, but they've already ruined their credibility. The left. And the Democrats.
But don't you think they're going to get him on this Russia collusion deal?
Well, when you say get him, I think they're going to drag this thing on as long as they can.
I mean, they're going to prove that he was working with... Huh?
No, this thing...
Oh, come
this
on. They're going to prove it. They're going to prove he was working with Vladimir Putin to rig the election against Hillary.
If Robert Mueller ever ends this investigation, which I don't know if he will, the way it's looking, he likes to they'll drag this on past 2018. But I suspect at the end of the day, two or three people will be charged, like you've seen with
Paul Manafort.
A few people will be charged with some minor things,
Papadopoulos.
Like tax evasion or something.
Well, for them, it's not minor, but
yeah, right. But in the grand scheme of Russia collusion, it is
right. I agree.
So, but I don't think that they won't find anything substantive.
When do you think they're gonna? Find the secret recording between President Trump and Vladimir Putin that they worked out a deal that the Russians would, hack the, voting machines in Pennsylvania, Michigan.
Yeah, I don't see that. I don't think that's going to happen. Huh? I think the most they're going to try to be able, the most they're going to be able to attempt to prove is that there was back channel communications between the Trump campaign and somebody in Russia, but even if they could prove that, which I'm not saying that exists, that link, I don't particularly think there's anything wrong with back-channel communications. If you think you're going to win, become president, I will bet that Hillary Clinton's campaign was talking to other leaders of other nations, and so I don't think there's any there. But now they may get people, may get a couple of people around Trump. I mean, I'm not sure what they've got with Manafort or Papadopoulos. I think Papadopoulos is being charged.
I love that last name, by the way.
It's
lying to the FBI.
Papadopoulos.
Yeah, with lying to the FBI.
It's like a Disney character.
Papadopoulos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? To me, it does. But,
I've heard. I'm half Greek, so I've heard those kind of names all my life.
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos was my mom's maiden name.
Papadopoulos.
So.
Hey, here comes the Papadopoulos. Everybody get out of the way.
It's a pink elephant with a long trunk.
That's what comes to my mind.
Yeah,
Did they get the Papadopoulos? Oh, did they? What are they accused?
You can get the Papadopoulos if you have not had your shots. You can get that if you go to a foreign country and drink the water. You can get that Papadopoulos. Now, let me tell you, you do not want the Papadopoulos. That virus.
You don't want it. Okay. All right. So we're going to take a break right here. 5 minutes for news and information. I wouldn't be surprised if President Trump's numbers didn't jump from 46 to 47. Just in the 5 minutes we're away from news here. Especially the stock market keeps going nuts. We shall return in 5 minutes with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.